is Radio Woking. Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.
So some very sad and tragic news from Woking over the bank holiday weekend. A man died after falling from the car park near the Peacock Shopping Centre in the town centre on bank holiday Monday. Surrey police said a 37-year-old died on Monday. He was pronounced dead shortly after emergency services were rushed to the scene. This comes after a second tragic incident actually to happen on that day after a person died on the tracks near Woking Station on the same day. So, yeah, really, really tragic and a really senseless waste of a life. Mental health is so important. I think things like this remind us how important it is, and there's lots of help out there if you, you know, things are becoming overwhelming. And one of the groups locally that can offer support, and this is something I've attended myself, is Andy's Man Club. They meet every Monday, apart from bank holidays, of course, at the Vine Centre in Knapp Hill. Peter Kennard is from Andy's Man Club in Woking. He's on the line now. Morning, Peter.
Morning, John. How you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. And, I think, as I said, you know, reading stories like what happened in Woking with the person for car park and the person being, you know, hit by the train, that just reminds us, I think, that mental health is just so, so important.
Yes, for sure, John. You know, first of all, you know, condolences to the families and loved ones involved from Monday. Very tragic indeed.
Mm.
I'm here to talk about mental health, especially amongst men.
Yes, absolutely. And that is so important as well, because there's still this kind of taboo, and things, I think, are improving, but there is this kind of attitude, I think, of this is what a man is. A man should be, you know, strong, and if you show any emotion, that's a sign of weakness, and man up. There is still a lot of that out there. So do you think that men potentially still feel maybe ashamed and not able to kind of open up?
Yeah, absolutely, John. Absolutely, for sure, you know. And, I think I'm saying this Man Club now, which, as you know yourself, it's a peer-to-peer group for men who are suffering with their mental health. It's just a chance for us to go along and just chat to other guys that are in similar positions and just try and work out and just share how bad we're feeling. And, you know, you say about being macho and being strong. We did a presentation recently to the construction industry where I understand a lot of guys out on sites, they're working alone or they're working with people they don't really get on with, and they're suffering badly as well. So, yes, it can hit right across the spectrum. Mm.
Yeah, Andy's Man Club started up north. There was a gentleman called Andy who, had mental health issues and ultimately, you know, took his life. And this was set up by the family as a way of, preventing this happening to other families and other people around the country. So it spread from, you know, that beginning to groups around the country. And having attended Peter, Andy's Man Club for a number of months, I've seen how it's growing and the fact that the need is there, the fact that we turn up on a Monday night and actually, you know, we have to split into multiple groups because there's so many people there. That just shows that need is definitely there.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's invaluable for many people, including myself. And you're right, John. It started sort of Halifax way, and it's coming south. But in the south, we don't have the abundance of clubs as they do up north. But it's worth looking for one. Our local one is in Knapp Hill. They say every Monday evening, apart from bank holidays. And all men are welcome. If you're over 18 and you're just struggling a bit with your mental health, something you need to get off your chest, whether you want to come once, whether you want to become a regular attendee, it's really up to the individual. But I myself have benefited fantastically from it. I've seen other guys, John, you know, that have come along and their first few weeks, they're very anxious, they're upset, they're depressed, and then a few weeks later they've had a chance to chat with people and they're just easing it off their, you know, getting it off their mind to a certain extent. That's what it's all about.
And it is a big thing, I think, for somebody to walk through those doors for the first time and you know, into a room, I suppose, full of strangers they haven't met before. But at the same time, do you think maybe some people might find it easier to talk to people they don't know about things because they're kind of detached from the situation?
Yeah, it's a massive thing, so I'm trying to get in through the door. And that's why the clubs always have trained facilitators. Just looking for those guys and just looking at the door and thinking, oh, can I go in there? You're always welcome. We'll make you a nice fresh brew of tea or coffee, introduce you to a few people there, and then you get chatting. And yes, You're absolutely right. Chatting to someone you've never met before could be the best tonic. Mm. It could be such a great release. I'd like to give an example. There's one guy, he'd been going along for 4 or 5 months, and he didn't really say much week to week. And then a couple of weeks ago, he just came out with this massive offload about his family, and it was magnificent. The energy in the room as we listened to this guy just offloading what he had on his mind for so long. And for the first time in months, I saw this guy smile. And I spoke to him a few days later, and he said, I slept like a baby that night, just talking to fellow guys about it. It was so healthy for me. So, yeah, it's always good to talk.
It's so powerful as well to see people coming in and, you know, the weight of the world on their shoulders, and they come in and the relief as they're able to kind of share that and share the burden and offload all that sort of stuff that's troubling them from the week.
Yeah, and powerful is word we use a lot, because it really is. When you experience it, you've been there, mate.
Yes.
And, you know, some guys, they're really, really at the bottom of their pond, and they come out, and just energy in the room as men just shoulder to shoulder just try and help him. Some people try and give advice, and it's just silent companionship sometimes. It's knowing that, you know, he's got men there to help him. That's where the power comes from.
And a peer-to-peer group, so, you know, everyone helps each other, and, you know, you're not going to be judged. You know, it's a safe space, and, yeah, like you say, powerful, I think, is definitely the right word, and emotional and potentially life-saving, I think, is the bottom line here.
Obviously, we can't, we can't judge how many lives have been saved, but if you're asking me personally, there's been a good few I've seen. Lives turned around. It's just about talking. And if you go back to Andy Roberts, the guy who the club was named after, his family just felt if Andy had someone to talk to, he wouldn't have taken his life. So if we can just make anyone's life better and safer, if it's just one person, that's the job done.
Okay, and then thinking back to, you know, what happened in Woking with those two people tragically, you know, taking their lives, you know, I mean, if we're still looking around our loved ones, our family, I mean, the signs of mental health and that people are struggling, not always obvious, you know, things could be great on the outside and you think there was no problem, you know, he's fine, she's fine, you know, how can we help people that we think may be struggling if they're not maybe showing signs that they're struggling?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, John. Sometimes it's so hard, you know, and as we spoke about at the start of this chat, a lot of particularly men will mask it, they'll hide it, because it's not a macho thing to cry in front of others. So it is hard to spot, but if you get the slightest inkling, slightest thoughts that someone in your life is struggling, start talking to them. Just be open. Just create a safe space. Just let them talk. And of course, then if you're more concerned, go to GP, go to A&E if you have to.
Yeah.
But just get people talking, just get people being honest about how they feel, I think is the greatest breakthrough we can hope for.
Absolutely, and you know, clubs and groups like Andy's Man Club, there's other support groups out there as well. So important. Get people talking and spreading the word. And there's also Samaritans as well. They're available day or night across the whole year. You can call them for three on 116 123, or you can email Joe, that's jo@samaritans.org, to, you know, get that help if you need throughout the day or the night. And so Andy's Man Club, you meet at the Vine, and it's every Monday apart from bank holidays, so that must be a bit of a sort of a barrier in some ways, because, you know, people become reliant on Andy's Man Club and the, you know, what it's all about and what it brings into their lives, and then at the moment, you know, two bank holidays in a row, and then you've got another bank holiday, so I mean, well, filling in those gaps in between when there's bank holidays, that must be quite hard.
I've certainly felt it this week. I'm looking forward to getting back to the Man Club. Yeah, missing two is, it creates a bit of a gap for me, but, you know, fortunately I'm okay with mental health at the moment, but we have a little saying that goes with our logo that says it's okay to talk, and it's okay to talk. If you're feeling down, you know, no one's going to judge you, just say to someone, I'm not feeling myself, you know, just start the conversation and see where it goes. Try to get, if you're not a man club member, and you've got these couple of weeks coming up, you know, just jump on the Facebook and we'll always have someone there to chat with. It's a lovely, friendly community.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Facebook group is really important. It's a private Facebook group, so no one else is going to see it. And if you're a member, you can sort of access that support, and you can talk to people and reach out. And as it is a peer-to-peer support group, you know, people can then reply to messages and arrange meetups and things like that sort of outside the club. So you're developing friendships, meeting people in the community and talking. So it's so, so important. So every Monday, apart from bank holidays, at the Vine in Knapp Hill from 7 o'clock. Peter, thank you so much for telling us and a bit about Andy's Man Club, and hopefully, you know, just getting that idea that it's okay not to be okay into people's heads, and it's good to talk as well. It's always good to talk.
Yeah, I was just trying to add, John, is that if you come along to a meeting, it's completely anonymous. You don't have to use your real name. We don't ask for any booking. There's no need to leave any phone numbers. It's totally anonymous. Yeah. Nobody will know that you belong to the club unless you want them to.
Okay, that's really important, and confidential as well, unless of course there's like an immediate risk to health.
Absolutely
brilliant. Well, Peter, thank you so much. You can find out more about Andy's Man Club at andysmanclub.co.uk, but if we say the sessions in Woking run on Mondays when it's not a bank holiday from 7 o'clock, and that's at the Vine in Knapp Hill. Peter, have a good rest of your day. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There we go. Peter Kennard there talking about Andy's Man Club